You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm pulling a Demi Lovato.
Are you shaving your head?
Are you resending your pronouns?
I am reverting back to she, her.
We don't want you back. Get over there.
It's all over here.
It's done.
We you have enough. Went. Rebecca, we're so low on diversity on this show. Jackson's barely hanging on for us.
We I need know.
And if you didn't see his photo, you'd have no idea.
No, not at all.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. We're a group of coworkers that met on a really popular morning show that doesn't exist anymore because our boss retired. I'm Abby and I'm accompanied by Jackson.
Heller.
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hi, gay.
And I'm joined by Mikey.
Hella blue.
So Jackson just hopped on the call and said that he's wondering if this is the worst thing you can do while you're checking out at the grocery store.
Yeah, I was put into an unfortunate situation the other day. So on Sunday, I went to the grocery store to go do my weekly grocery shopping that I always do. And I'm there bopping around, getting my stuff to be healthy and try and lose some weight before this wedding.
Are you trying to be healthy?
Genuinely, yes. Like, this is the most concerted effort I've made in a long time to be
healthy. Jackson's running a marathon.
What constitutes as healthy for you?
I've been working out 5 to 6 days a week. I've changed up the diet. I signed up for a meal plan. No crazy junk food throughout the house. Small steps that have actually led to this point where I'm at right now.
Is it really because of the wedding or is it just pre-mustache jitters?
Well, both of those kind of fall in line with each other, so both. Anyway, and so I'm bopping around there. I got my cart full and I go to checkout and, you know, I decided to put on the old Jackson charm, you know? I'm a big schmoozer when I'm out in public.
Oh, okay? We know the old Jackson charm.
Yeah.
We've all gotten hit with that before.
You guys are very familiar. And what I mean by that is I am a schmoozer, okay? I like those fun little interactions with people like when you're out and about, you know? I'm the kind of person that'll ask about how things are going and I make terrible corny dad jokes. I'm like the worst but best person to run into, I think, sometimes.
You love a networking event.
Okay.
You're going to turn aisle 7 into a networking party.
Who are you doing this to?
It's not strangers that I'm running into in the aisles. It's like when you have to have a forced interaction with someone, like with the person that's checking you out at the register, like that kind of interaction stuff that I tend to spice up a little bit, I guess.
You're just so corporate, bro. Like your voice sounds like you jack off to Excel spreadsheets. Like that's the thing that gets you excited.
That's not cool.
You're so dope.
Don't bring up my past trauma. And so I get up, you know, I put all my stuff on the little conveyor belt thingy, and I walk up to where this lady is scanning my stuff, and I give her the old classic, "How's it going?"
Okay,
that's pretty
normal.
That's textbook Jackson charm right there. How's it going? And so she gives me kind of this weird look and is looking at me like she wants to say something, but like nothing is happening. And so I'm kind of really sort of stuck, but I'm trying to just be polite and stand there and I'm just smiling. And she goes, "Meh." And then two more times, "Meh, meh."
She hit you with the three meh?
Triple meh.
Triple meh.
Okay. And so then I'm like, not the response that you usually get. And so I throw in like, "Hey, I appreciate the honesty. Most people would just say that they're doing great and carry on with their day. So thank you for at least being honest."
You know, they say if you say meh three times at the cash register, Bloody Mary appears.
Wait, yeah. She hit you with three meh and you hit her with a paragraph of listen, thank you for telling me about your day.
No,
I'm Jackson,
no.
I'm running for senator.
No. It was quick. It was just like, hey, at least you're being honest. Most people would say that they're doing fine. Like, I appreciate that. I'm just trying to, like, kill the conversation somehow. Clearly, it seems like she's not in the mood to talk.
Can I tell you, I just realized that her meh was her answering you saying, how's it going? I thought she was, like, responding to what you put on the, like, the aisle. Like, what you were buying.
Meh.
Turkey burger. Meh.
This, you got terrible taste in groceries.
That's what I thought.
No. So I'm trying to kill the conversation, which is why I'm like, oh, this is the perfect out for her to not have to engage with me anymore. I now know that she's not in the mood. And so, like, blah, 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 whatever. But then she goes, well, you know, like, it's hot and I'm tired and I've been on my feet all, like, she starts, like, going into the reasons why she dropped the triple meh and is like, and I'm ready to go home. So then I joke back to her and I'm like, well, meh to you too. And then I go, meh, meh. Okay.
Meh.
Right back.
Okay. And she laughs. So I'm like, all right, like, we got things going and I've got a lot of groceries. So there's, like, time involved in this. You know?
You guys are communicating like minions.
And so I'm feeling much better about the interaction. And then she's, like, laughing and she goes, oh, like, where were you 2 hours ago? Like, I could have used this pick me up then. And then she goes, I could have use this as a pick me up then.
Oh no. Oh no.
And I'm fiddling with my wallet at this point and I'm, like, about to take out my card and I'm, like, half kind of listening and half not, and I kind of joke back and I go, oh, you could have.
Oh no. Jackson.
That's horrible.
Jackson, no.
I can't with this.
And so she's still smiling, like, while she's looking at me, and I look up and then she's like, you have no idea how much I could have used that. And that is the moment it clicked to me that she has a speech impediment and a stutter. And I've been openly mocking her to her face for the last 2 minutes.
Oh my God.
So see you later.
I'm so glad.
I was genuinely making, just joking around and having a good time. And she honestly, like, was in a much better mood when I left than when I had originally got there. I don't think she took offense to it at all, but I didn't address it, obviously. Like, I just left it at that. I said my byes and my thank yous, and it was it.
Okay, the perfect Larry David solving to this situation.
Okay.
You pretend you had a stutter the whole time, too.
Bye.
See you later.
Contagious.
Oh, that's crazy.
Contagious.
Do you think at any point during that interaction, she was like, finally, someone like me?
No. I don't think so. But it was honestly, like, the way that I felt when the yeses kept, like, coming, or the you, like, I was like, oh my God, I messed up big time, but played it off fine. I think it was all good, and I think I left off that conversation slightly better than when I got there.
Your ableism brightened her day.
That's what I'm here for.
I think you have to stick with it. I think you're gonna go back and you're gonna see her again. I have a local Publix, I see the same people. You gotta stick with it. Do you have any spices?
Yeah, Jackson, commit to the bit.
No, that's a one and done for me. I'm out.
Is this crazy that this has happened to me kind of in, like, a lower level, like, what? Multiple times?
Do tell.
Okay, so it's happened, like, twice. And for some reason, it's always with the cashier. When I've, like, ordered, like, a soda or popcorn at a theater. And back when my speech impediment, because I got a little lisp, was, like, a lot worse. And I kind of sounded like, I'm so sexy. I love it so much. That was, like, what my natural speech sounded like.
That's what you sound like now.
That is what I sound like now, honestly, in my own head.
Come on, Abby.
I remember I walked up and I was like, can I get a small soda? And she was like, small soda, right up for you.
Wait. Oh my gosh.
Wait.
It happened to you in reverse.
It literally did. She is contagious. I was the victim. Yeah.
That's worse though. That's worse than what I did.
Somewhere that girl's on a podcast saying, and so I said schmall showed.
I got a schmall showed us. So solidarity with that girl. I feel your pain.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Rebecca, I'm glad that your speech impediment has gotten slightly better because Rebecca has an announcement that may turn the entire queer community against her.
Yeah, I'm actually really afraid to talk about this because I can feel like the eyes of the alphabet mafia just like beaming down on me. I've been on thin ice anyway because I'm the stereotypical bisexual girl with a boyfriend, which is classic. And
bisexual
June month,
who's never been with a girl and only had boyfriends in long-term relationships with boys.
That is a major assumption, Jackson Kim.
No, Jackson was just describing his fiance.
Oh my god. No, listen, I've had flings, okay? I've had trysts. I've had trysts.
You kissed a girl in a bathroom once. It was spring break.
Oh my god.
Well, haven't we all?
Whatever helps you hang that flag outside your window.
Listen, college is crazy, okay? Anyway, I've done even more wrong, and I'm afraid to announce what I'm going to announce, and I can talk about it more seriously, but I'm nervous about you guys' reaction because I think you are definitely not expecting what I'm about to say. But since we are recording right now, June 1st, the beginning of Pride Month, I thought, what better time than to announce something a little surprising? I'm pulling a Demi Lovato.
Are you shaving your head?
Are you rescinding your pronouns?
I am reverting back to she, her.
We don't want you back. Get over there.
It's all over here.
It's done.
We you have enough. Went. Rebecca, we're so low on diversity on this show. Jackson's barely hanging on for us.
We I need know.
And if you didn't see his photo, you'd have no idea.
No, not at all. That's so true.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. We're not going to fit into like a diversity bucket anymore. I won't fit in there. But yeah, unfortunately, I have found myself less and less feeling gender fluid and gender queer. And I actually understand why, but I think it's kind of become a permanent thing for me because it seems like Kyle and I are going to keep dating. And it seems very tied to my romantic attraction. You know what I mean? Like, my gender presentation seems like very intrinsically tied with how I feel romantically about someone else. So back when I was like in my bisexual baddie era, like I was feeling quite like fluid and I could be Demi Lovato any day. Ending in Y. But now that I've been like a hee-hee-ha-ha little girlfriend, I feel I'm feeling capital G girl.
Did Rebecca, he bang you gotta, the they-them out of you?
Oh my god. Honestly, maybe.
You gotta put all that in English. That was a lot of shit that I didn't understand. Demi Lovato with a capital D and a lowercase M with a squiggle over the top.
Listen. Here's the real tea, because I remember they had a conversation about this on the Burt Show about celebrities who change their pronouns and then kind of retract eventually and go back to more like classic pronouns like she, her, he, him. Like Demi Lovato, she went by they, them for a long time and then she went back to she, her because that's just what fit her more. So in my eyes and from where I'm standing, gender is much more of a presentation. It's not like something that I consider super innate. And so for me, it feels like something kind of fluid and it is tied to my romantic endeavors. Like, it seems sort of like I can't wrestle it away from like who I'm dating or who I like and who I'm around. It kind of changes based on my like my environment. And so since I've been in a long-term relationship with a man for a really long time, it's placed me in like a very feminine sphere that I've kind of really enjoyed like being and like delving into, and I'm not in my they them era anymore.
Rebecca,
it could come back.
If I have this correct, in order to keep you as a they them for the sake of the show, we just got to get a girl to kiss you.
Maybe.
Is that right?
Honestly, you're not wrong. But
wait, were you they them or were you she?
No,
they?
I was she they, but I was like capital she they.
What is up with the capitals? What does any of that mean?
There's a difference?
Because to me, it's like when you're talking about a bisexual person, like a lot of bisexual people are not 50-50 men, women. So like a non-binary person or a gender fluid person probably isn't half man, half woman. On Mondays, I'm a man. On Wednesdays, I'm a woman. Like, you know, it just doesn't fit into boxes so neatly. So I ran out of steam on that sentence, and I'm confusing myself now.
Man, bear, pig.
Yeah, half it was like man, a centaur.
I love South Park.
No, are you describing yourself as Mr. Tumnus?
Mr. Tumnus. He is a trans king, so no, I'm not Mr. Tumnus. No, I'm like kind of, it's sort of like, and more understanding. It's made me understand myself more because I didn't really consider why I felt like she, they fit me so well, like back in the day. And now I have an understanding of why certain pronouns feel really good at certain points and why sometimes they don't feel like they fit as much. So it's just kind of a, it's gender is sort of an expression, and it's something that I feel I kind of perform a lot. And so sometimes it does like creep in, like the gender fluidity.
The gender fluid creeps in. That's fucking disgusting.
Oh my God.
You need to go get that checked out.
What are you, a sponge?
You got a leak.
But now that's my announcement. Not only am I a bisexual with a boyfriend, aka I'm basically just a heterosexual couple, but I am no longer under the non-binary umbrella at this moment. So I'm just a straight, gorgeous Christian girl.
I can see the green coming out of your hair as you talk.
Oh my God, you mentioned that. You said you were going to grow out your green. Oh my God, wait.
I didn't even think about that. I'm literally, I'm deconstructing my queerness.
One of us.
No.
You going to the rally next week?
Shut up. Yeah, guys.
These have bigger implications than you think. You got to make sure that you're ready for this.
Yeah. So I hope my queer friends and like community will not turn against me for this slight against them.
When are we making sourdough, girl?
Is that straight? That feels pretty lesbian.
It's trad wife.
Yeah, it does.
That is trad wife. Lesbians are such trad wives. Let's not even open up that can of worms.
Rebecca, are we happy for you? How do we feel? What is this?
Is this a congratulations?
What is happening?
How about you guys, like, you're happy for me today, and then in a month, we can circle back and you can decide how you really feel.
All right, but no texties backsies.
You only get one change.
Oh, it's changing. I get like 5 a quarter.
This is like when you change your Instagram handle. Are you sure you want to do this? You've got 30
days.
That's
the thing. Yeah. There are so many places to put your pronouns now, and I like never did that because I was like, this is just too much. It's too much to like...
Well, now you
know, put yourself
don't
out
have
there.
To do that.
True. Now I'm normal. Just kidding. Just
wait,
kidding.
Do you think the queer community is going to be upset about this, or was that dramatics for the tease?
It's mostly dramatics. I think that there is like a lot of hand wringing when people like. There's a lot of discourse, first of all, about bisexual women in general. I think there is a lot of discourse about gender and gender presentation and whether or not someone can change. I think people in the queer community can really understand gender fluidity, I think it makes sense. So I don't think it's something that like people would actually be like, oh, she's like a fraud or something. You know what I mean? I feel like there's kind of an understanding, because what I'm describing is really just like gender fluidity that's tied to my sexuality. And that's not something like
that's a
too
bar.
Out of the box.
That's a bar, Rebecca. Gender fluidity that's tied to my sexuality.
Thank you, Mikey.
Put it in a
Thank
song.
You.
I like it.
Yes. So change all of the merch. If you're going to send me anything with pronouns on it, make sure it says woman.
How are we supposed to celebrate Pride Month under these conditions?
Well, what's better and what's more Pride Month than having a big gay controversy that everyone can chew over and post on Twitter about?
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Well, let's go ahead and offend the gays a little bit more, because the tease that Mikey has written for this next story, I am afraid to vocalize out loud.
I didn't write
but
that.
But since I did claim the job, of head teaser in charge, this is what Mikey is proposing.
Is that what the top of your dating profile says?
Head teaser. It should. Maybe I'd get more dates.
I was like, are you going to give us the teaser? What?
All right, here we go. So this is what it says. Since we have a solid mix of gays, bis, and Asians, Mikey thought it would be a great opportunity to ask us to put a clear line in the sand between what is gay and what is straight.
Not LGBTQIA, sure. Standing for Asian.
Asian, yeah.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be playing a good old-fashioned game of gay or not gay.
Oh.
Now,
that's what I think of every time I see Rebecca.
I know.
And now I'm even more confused.
I don't think I'm qualified for this game anymore.
Yeah, Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe gender exists on a spectrum. Wait, no, sexuality exists on a spectrum, yes?
Both are correct, Mikey.
Okay, there you go. But today, it does not. We're going to be drawing a line right through the sand, and we are going to decide... Are these situations gay or are they not gay? Okay, now before we get into this, I do want to make it clear. This is nothing but a fun little pride game. And I do not want this to be taken in any certain way that straight or gay is bad. It's all good. We're just having fun. Please don't hurt me. Who's ready to play?
Me. I'm ready. Yay. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Who is the reigning authority, by the way, on who decides on if things are gay or not?
RuPaul.
I got a guy I can text after the show, and I'll give you guys an update later.
You can't text yourself.
You can't? Okay, gay or not gay? Painting your nails.
Who's doing it?
Not
everybody.
Gay.
I'm going to say it could be either super gay or super not gay, because I feel like gay women don't paint their nails, but gay men do.
Okay.
But certain girls love to see like a pop punk hero guy wearing black nail polish. So that's pretty heterosexual.
I have had a hand painted before on a couple that. Different occasions.
What were you
Can
doing?
Can I go
a,
with
a
pansexual?
Turkey?
All the sexuals?
You got your hand painted?
Yeah, I was doing arts and crafts.
Yeah, were you guys
grade.
Making some turkeys for Thanksgiving? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and say not gay on that one. Here we go. Next up, gay or not gay? Reaching for a bag of chips at the same time and having your hands graze each other.
Cool.
It feels gay, doesn't it?
It feels really gay when that happens.
It does feel gay.
I can't lie, it really does.
You know what's kind of gayer is that you feel like it's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably. I'm going to go ahead and categorize that one as kind of gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the reaction that it feels gay that makes it gay.
Gay or not gay, having a birthday party. Because there was a certain place in time where that's about as fun as it gets. And then you reach a point where you're like, what am I doing?
Not gay.
not gay. I agree. Ooh,
wait, I think if you throw your own party, it's gay.
That's what it is. You're throwing your own birthday party.
No, I think no matter what, it's not gay.
I'm going to say that that's kind of gay.
It's a little gay to throw your own party.
No, it's
having
not.
A birthday party is pretty gay. Especially, it depends on your age.
I need to make something abundantly clear that gay does not mean bad, okay? I don't want that to be misconstrued by anyone listening.
Yeah,
here.
I feel like Hillary Duff. I'm like, when you say gay, do you know what you say?
It's not okay.
What if I said that was so girl wearing a skirt as a top? Is that gay?
Yeah, we're doing 2026, not 2007.
Yes. Okay, and it's probably worth noting that these are most likely gay man stuff. So put yourself in the position of a man, or a straight man or a gay man.
I tried.
Okay? Yeah, well.
What about gay women? We can't have gay woman erasure. We already have Rebecca here trying to erase gay women. We can't continue to do that with this
game.
You're
right, that's too far.
Okay, go ahead.
How about this one? Finding
I don't know that we can do this segment, if I'm honest with you.
It gets better.
It gets but gay. That's gay.
Okay,
classic
keep going.
Gay.
Finding glitter on yourself after a night out. Because could
that's
be pretty straight.
Could be straight, straight as gay. Hell.
Yeah.
That's straight.
You blacked out. You don't know where the glitter came from. It could have went one or two ways.
You would never be like, okay, if you're touching hands in like the popcorn bucket, that's gay. But you waking up with glitter on you, you'd never be like, was that a man? It's straight.
Calling your friend gay, but realizing you live together and spend most of your time with one another.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty gay.
Pretty gay?
Yeah.
And in that situation.
Situation.
They're both gay. They're one gay. Who's gay?
I think it's homoerotic, but straight relationships are so homoerotic that it makes it straight.
Okay. Drinking whole milk.
As he takes a gigantic sip of a flagon of milk.
That's a big glass of milk. Let's just continue on to the next one.
Kissing a man.
Pretty straight.
Okay.
Think about it. That's like one of those things like Rebecca was saying where it's so gay that it could be straight because...
There you go. Now you're getting it, Jackson.
Jackson's it like, it's straight. It's straight. Don't ask me what I did in Georgia Tech. That's really straight.
See, now we got Jackson into the pride state of mind here. Taking ibuprofen.
That's super straight. Have you ever met any straight man ever? They
you're
always,
trying to help yourself?
They always be popping ibuprofen.
Do they?
That's true.
Damn. All right, here's actually...
Any
here's,
little acre pain, they're like, oh, I need DayQuil.
Okay, wait. I have a caveat. Taking ibuprofen, not gay. Using a heating pad, gay.
Gay.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, I might be the gayest guy in the city. How about being able to unclasp a bra in one motion? Because it's a skill. It's a real
That's
skill.
Very that straight.
It's pretty difficult. Am I gay?
Mikey's like, I think that's actually really hard for most people.
These are all just, he has had a running list of questions in his notes for like 15 years that have been, am I gay? And it's all of these situations.
Oh my God. Do you just log on to ChatGPT every day and do like the am I gay quiz? What do you think, Chat?
My God.
Actually, you know what? Rebecca did send a... like, how gay are you test today? I don't know. I got like 10%, but that didn't even make sense for the amount of questions there was. I don't know about that test, Rebecca, but it's gotten me a little shaken.
It was just on vibes.
Laundry.
I think you were the only person who took it, which is very gay. That's
I would
pretty
agree
gay.
To that.
I wanted to see. Knowing what concealer is? Say
no,
it, Jackson.
That's pretty straight.
Jackson, say it. Be brave.
What's concealer?
Straight men are delving into makeup.
Are they?
I think so. I think they want a little concealer under the eyes.
What are we concealing?
Your dark circles, King.
Oh, ooh. Your secrets and infidelity.
Oh. Saying hors d'oeuvres.
That's pretty fancy.
That's pretty straight.
Yeah.
I don't
are
know.
Are you French?
Why not just say, what are they, sides?
Yeah, what are you going to call them? Mini apps?
Okay,
apps.
Maybe I don't know what apps. Hors d'oeuvres are.
If you can Where spell hors d'oeuvres, I'll give you $100.
The way I spelled it here is O-R-D-E-R-V-E-S.
That is not
that
correct.
Wrong?
Yeah. It's going to blow your mind when you see how it's spelled.
That's like, the straightest thing I've ever heard.
How about hugging an old friend you haven't seen in a while?
That very straight.
Very straight.
How long is the
straight
hug?
Jackson? Oh. We're gonna have to put you under that test.
Sorry.
How about sex with men?
From whose side?
From whose side? Oh, yeah. No, we were focusing on the men's. All right. Well, I think you guys passed. I'm not sure about myself anymore. That,
I didn't know this was a pass-fail event.
I thought Rebecca, that was pretty lighthearted.
As a former representative of the gay community, Rebecca, are we going to get canceled for this?
I don't think so. I think everyone will see it for what it really is, which is Mikey trying to explore and ask some questions about himself.
Yeah, that was the intention of that whole thing.
I don't know. I thought I was like shitting on men, kind of. Just we don't know how to unclasp a bra. We think ibuprofen's bad. But yeah, it didn't really come out that way in the end. So
gay men, I think, learn how to unclasp a bra because it's a party trick and are like, yeah, I'm gay, but I could do it.
Party.
So I think it's kind
of
gay.
Hell of a party trick.
Dear God. Well, anyway, thank you, Mikey, for starting our thesis statement on how men's internalized shame can really come out as feeling like they're gay, even though they're not, just because they like a little bit of concealer.
You're welcome.
Conceal, don't feel.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Personality Hires. I really hope you didn't lose too many brain cells listening to us. You can tune in next week. We post every Wednesday. And if you want to send in your office drama or real life drama, you can DM us at Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram or personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com. Let's
circle back next week.
Pioneer. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.